podcast. My name is Chris Ringler. I am an author and roundabout oddball, living in mid-Michigan, Flint to be specific. This is episode 18. If you want to know more about me and my books and all that stuff, you can go to www.spookychris.com. And I said in my last episode, I had a couple stories I wanted to read. One was a backup story, and that's actually what I'm going to read today, for what I was going to read at StokerCon. StokerCon happened a couple weeks ago, two weeks ago? I don't know, whatever. And I had signed up for an opportunity to read, and I'm not great at reading. I mean, I kind of enjoy it, because I like that as a forum, and I just think it's a neat opportunity. I'm just not great at it. I don't really have presence, and I don't know if my stuff translates to that. I definitely don't do performances. Like, some people do performances, like, "I will come for the babies," you know, like, very dramatic. And that's not me. I mean, I could fake it, if I had to. I just kind of do a straight reading. But yeah, like, when I went, I wasn't sure you had 15 minutes, so I had I had one story I wanted to read, a Bigfoot story, which was just going to be too long, and I wasn't willing to cut it down, so I had another one, and when I did a reading for my wife, it was still too long, but I, she, you know, with her encouragement, she said, just kind of edit it and make, you know, see if it'll work, so I did, and I chopped it down, and, came up with a version that fit, and that's actually what I read. But in case that didn't work, I had one other story I was going to read, and that's what I will read right in a moment. And it's in one of my books. I may have done it for our Ghoulcast, the horror podcast that a bunch of us with the Flint Horror Collective do. I can't remember if I have or not. But it's new to you, I think. If it's not, I'll check, and you'll never hear this. So enjoy. So it is called Something in the Water. It was inspired by a news story I had seen a few years ago. So this is my story, Something in the Water. To get myself ready so you can hear. First it was one, then two, then three, and by the end of the night there were 13 little bodies washed ashore. Their pale peace, a startling reminder of the brutal life that existed outside of this paradise. The day was overcast, and there was no one to witness the landing of the children, no one to welcome them, no one to mourn them. The winds were moderate, the air was cool, but the sky was filled with clouds that warned that the sun would not be making an appearance anytime soon. With no sun, the tourists stayed away, and with no tourists, the food vendors stayed away, and with no food vendors, even the gulls stayed away. The children were alone on the beach, together and alone. They had come dressed for war, their clothes torn and burned, faded and small. The oldest of them was 10, the youngest was 4. They came bearing no luggage, they had no identification. Lying with the children was a small black teddy bear with no head, held tightly in the grip of a little girl with dark hair and a deep bruise around her throat. The sun finally rose on the bodies late in the day, and no one came. The sun rose higher and no one came. The sun finally reached the top of the sky and no one came. The sun stood silent watch over the children for a time before slowly receding and falling, and all the while no one came. There were none to bear witness, none to give forgiveness, none to save their souls. There was nothing but the water. But the water did not leave the children. The water did not abandon them. The water kissed their wounds. The water caressed their prone bodies. The water held their hands and whispered that, hush, everything would be all right. Everything would be all right. By midnight, the water had had enough. The sea could bear no more. The children were but 300 feet from a major roadway, and no one, not one person, had noticed the horror that lay on the beach. Not one had taken their minds away from themselves long enough to give tears to the tragedy that lay in the sand. The water that had risen around the children began to bubble, and slowly the mouths of each child opened, and in rushed the water, filling each of them with the whispers of the sea. Rise. Awake. come back to me. Come back to mother. Come back to your first mother. Your only mother. Come back. The children stirred. The children rose. 13 children stood silently on a moonless beach, their bodies bent, broken, and bloated from the ocean's kisses. The ocean roared behind them, and the children began to move slowly, deliberately, holding each other's hands as they walked towards the roadway and the cities beyond them. When the children reached the rocks, they helped one another up them until they were on solid ground again, beside the road. The streetlights revealed 13 children with cold, gray eyes and white skin, holding hands and moving slowly towards the world. They were no longer human. No, they were of the sea, and they were loved, and they were angry. Behind them, the brothers and sisters of the 13 children began to make the beach, their bodies far less human, the work of the ocean far stronger on them, and their purpose far darker. One by one, the children of the sea made land and began marching on humanity, as the 13 that had come first all smiled and moved forward to tell the world of the coming flood. And that was my story, Something in the Water. As I said, it's in one of my books. I forget which one, because there's a whole bunch of them. It's one of my short story collections, a newer one. It may be the Lies We Tell Tomorrow, maybe, I think. Maybe. So this is an abbreviated episode. I just wanted to read that. The next story I read will be the other story, the one that I actually did read at the Stoker Con. So until then, dear listener, take care, stay scared, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.